Welcome to Glory and Peace Church. We believe that miracles happen when people care, and we do care about you, and we're trusting that you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful worship experience today.
Expect the touch of God and have the victory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
The fact that God allowed whatever it is that happened to Job to happen to him was because God had great faith in Job that Job will choose righteously. Whatever it is that you're going through because God believes you can handle it.
Your name, we worship your majesty. Awesome God, where thou art, you are praise you, God. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. Thank you, Father, that you are our secret place. Thank you, Father, that we can hide in you. Thank you, Father God. We worship your name. We praise you, God. Thank you, Father God. Everything is smaller than you. Every problem, every situation is smaller than you. We worship your name. We magnify your name. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified in your children's lives. Be magnified in this place. Be magnified in this earth, Lord. Have your way, Father in heaven. Let your glory fill the earth, Father. Let your glory fill the earth. We worship you, Father, and we hide in you, Father. We hide in your secret place. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. We will trust in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sing, you are my hiding place. You
are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are
my hiding place.
You always feel.
You always feel my heart
with
song.
I am strong
in the strength
of the Lord.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mando robosha katavara keketema. Oh, we bless your holy name. We sing your songs of praise. I will trust in you. Marada bosha kigadivi matore bakaya. We bless your holy name, Father. We trust in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs. Songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs. Songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust in you. Lord, I'll trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength. I will trust in you. I will, Lord, trust in you. Let the sick say, I am healed in the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We hide in you, Lord. We find security in you, protection, provision, peace, prosperity. Oh, the wonderful name of Jesus. We run into that name and we are safe. Thank you, Lord. For this day we say to sickness and disease, go away in the name of Jesus. Confusion, go in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, in the name of Jesus, get away from me. We rest in your peace, Lord. Thank you for the fortress of your name. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Take charge. Control everything that happens in this service today and every day of our lives. We give you praise. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So good to see every one of you here this wonderful day, this morning. God knows you. God sees you. He knows everything about you. And he remembers you. Blessed be his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Trials dark on every side, and we cannot understand all the ways that God could lead us to that blessed promised land. But you guide us with his eye and will follow till the end, for we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. One more time, by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we overcome. We will understand it better by and by. We will understand it better by and by. We will understand it better by and by. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know why we're going through what we're going through. But someday, all of your whys will be answered by the Alpha and Omega, the A and the Z. He will finalize it. And then you'll know, wow, thank you that I went through that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. I am so blessed by your ministry and to other saints. Thank you. Amen. God gave us a word last year at Rosh Hashanah, and he said to us that it was the year of partnership. And we carried that theme through, addressing the fact that God had called us to partnering with him. And that's how it was going to be throughout the year. But then came March, and we heard a word, March. My month of victory. And then came April, and then came May, and June, and July, and August, September, October, and now it's November. And for every month, God gave us a new facet of what he was talking about. This morning, I want us to declare what the Lord has been saying. We're going to start all the way from March, and then we're going to come to November. And when we come to November, I want you to shout it as loud as you can. Amen? God will do for us exceedingly far above anything we dare ask or think. What God says to us may not be what he says to the church over that on the other street, or the church at the other end of the world. God has a specific thing he's doing for everyone. Amen? And so he gave us his word for us. And that word is for all of our partners. Everyone that is linked to us, all of our family, it is the same word. Amen? we must receive it. At this time, let us have the declarations in place. And then I'm going to ask Mama to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. Say it with me. March, my month of victory. April is my month of acceleration. May is my month of expansion. June is my month of increase. Hallelujah. July is my month of overflow. Hallelujah. August is my month of rest, renewal, restoration, refreshment, new beginnings. September, breakthrough, manifestations, and fruitfulness. October is my month of enjoying the goodness of the Lord. November is my month of, wait for it, and then shout it as loud as you can. Yay! November is my month of what? Hallelujah! 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 It's coming! It's my month of what? Rising! Oh, glory! 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 It's my month of rising! Hallelujah! Are you ready to rise? Yes. Amen. Amen. It's my month of rising. Glory be to God. When the enemy thought I was all done, God says, no, it's time to rise. Praise the Lord. I love it. One word, and it addresses every area of my life and your life. We rise. Amen? Someone say, we rise. Say it again, we rise. Hallelujah. Because he's risen, I rise also. Amen? Mama. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. A good day, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Well, let's stretch our hands and pray for our children. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for another beautiful, wonderful, glorious day that you've given to us. We bless your holy name. Thank you for our lives. All our families. We lift our biological children before you, spiritual children, partners, extended families, siblings before you, parents, grandparents, every child standing in this altar, and those on TV land, far and near, to the ends of the earth, that they will be touched by your holy hand. That their lives will be transformed. Every child from age 120 plus to zero, to those in seed form, and those that are walking in the earth, every decade of life, minister your grace to every one of them. You know exactly what they need. Your word says you will supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the word we declare over all your children, every one of us. We bless your holy name for answers and solutions. This is a prayer for the teachers, for pastors, for every family member. in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for those that are sick. We declare them healed, restored, made whole. And those that are low, we say, rise and shine, for the light has come upon you. Thank you, Lord, for answers and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Praise the Lord. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you to the service. You were here before we came. Your presence is strong in this house this morning. Sense your holy fire. Even your liquid fire is available right now. We ask that you heal, restore, and make your people whole. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our lives, church, ministry, family, city, nation, and all our careers and jobs and businesses. In Jesus' name, amen. You should be saying amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm going to read from Colossians chapter 1 this morning. So open up your Bible. You got lots of verses to read. I think there are 29 verses. So we'll read up to where we can. Praise the Lord. I don't know what's happening with my... iPad. All right. Praise God. Just give me a moment to enlarge it to the level I like. Huh? Yeah. I'm so used to looking at mine and it's all over the screen. Praise God. All right. Everybody should be in Colossians 1 already. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right, let me read from the screen. It's not enlarging as much. Okay, thank you, Lord. It's working now, so praise the Lord. It says there's nothing to read. That's what it says on. serious, I don't need you. So thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to read the word of the Lord. All right, let's read Colossians chapter 1. Read... a lot of the New Testament. I know when I come, I mostly read you guys like Old Testament during prayer time. But you need to read a lot of the New Testament is built on the foundation of the Old. Amen? So, you want to get a witness when you say the mouth of two or three witness. The Bible witness itself. So you will see the scripture telling you about the same scripture again. Even Jesus did the same thing. For instance, the psalm says, you are gods. Right? Jesus came and said, you are gods. Isn't it written in your scripture? That's what Jesus challenged the people. Isn't it written? Don't you know who you are? You are gods. And that's why you should not worship any other god but the living God. You're already gods. So what do you need other gods for? You only need the living God. So the scripture witnesses scripture. So you must read both sides. Say amen. So Colossians is very good. There's a place called Colossae. So I think we've been there. So praise the Lord. Ephesians is also a place. So these places are real. But the Holy Ghost is giving us messages from these locations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, Colossians. Let's read. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. So not everybody's an apostle, but there are some chosen by God, by the will of God. Say amen. Amen. And we got one in this house. Praise the Lord. Now these days, there are many apostles. A lot of people name themselves. They have so many titles by themselves, by their friends. You know, every Dick and Harry and whatever else, they name themselves. Let it be named by the will of God. Amen? Paul is not coming to say, I'm an apostle. He said, I'm an apostle by the will of God. He didn't want to be that. You know, you know what Paul loved doing before? He loved the law. He is a student of the word, and he likes to just kill people. But God says, that's not what I designed for you. You got some fire, but I'm going to put that fire in the right direction. Say amen. You know, so a lot of people have fire in themselves. They've not discovered why that fire is there. You have to ask God to direct it the right direction. Say amen. So it's not direct. By the will of God, say, God, touch my life and let my life live by your will. Say amen. So Timotheus is not called a pastor. It's not called an apostle. It's called Brother Timothy. Brother Timotheus, stop naming yourself. Stop going for titles. Let God name you and approve you. If he calls you sister and brother, it's good enough. Just do what he assigned you to do. And that's all that matters. Say amen. A lot of the disciples are now elders in heaven. A lot of them were not famous, but some of them were famous, but all of them are sitting in the same place. Somebody shout hallelujah. So stop seeking fame, seek Jesus. Verse 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, I receive this grace. Say amen. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. It's a good thing as leaders in the church, pray for the saints in the church. Amen. Pray for family members. Pray for your city, your nation. Don't just pray only for yourself. Learn to pray for other people. Say amen. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. Wow, what a church. They have faith in Jesus Christ and they love all saints, not some. May God baptize us with the same anointing. Say amen. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Hallelujah. We got hope. So say, I'm not hopeless. See, there's hope laid up in heaven. So anytime you are overwhelmed, just go and grab some hope. You can never finish it. It's laid up. And the Bible says Jesus is our living hope. Hallelujah. Hope is laid up for me, laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. So you're hearing the gospel again right now. You got hope laid up. Somebody say, I have hope. Hallelujah. So when you have hope, you know it's going to turn around. That's what faith. Say, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen? So when you hope, that thing you are hoping is going to come, is going to get materialized. Say amen. It's going to materialize. You know, when we see delay, that's when we quit. You don't quit. You say hope is laid up in heaven. So it didn't tell you to look for hope on the earth. It's laid up where? In heaven. So heaven come down to me. Say amen. Which has come unto you, hallelujah, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, hallelujah, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. You're hearing truth right now, so I receive my portion in the name of Jesus. Say amen. As you also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. So Epaphras is a minister of Christ. He didn't have any other title than that, minister Epaphras. Somebody say amen. So God knows you and knows what he has put in you. Say amen. who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. You see, these are people not writing Paul and saying these people are such bad people, they are giving them all bad testimony, but say these people, they are doing some mighty things. Amen? The part that God loves, say, they have love. Your love in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. May your love shine before God in heaven. Remember, these scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is here this morning. Even as I'm talking, he's here. It's like there's a liquid warm oil just flowing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I receive my portion. Say amen. For this cause, verse 9, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Say amen. 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 So they are adding more. They are already bloated church, but they are adding more blessings of prayer and anointing to that church. Somebody say, I receive my portion. Say amen. Verse 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto the pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God. Somebody say amen to that prayer. Amen. So we read some of the declaration. Somebody say, I will always be fruitful. I'll be fruitful in every good work. And I will always increase in the knowledge of God. So you don't just know one thing about God and that's the end. No, you must increase. Increase. Everything God does, God expects a profit. From the moment you were saved, he's expecting a profit from your life. Somebody say amen. Say, my life will be profitable. My life will show the goodness of God. God is a good God. May our lives show his goodness. Say amen. When somebody look at you, say, I see the goodness of God in your life. Say amen. Amen. Goodness of God is shining through all the time. You don't have to speak all the time, but when somebody sees you, they know you are different. May the goodness of God show up. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. 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 We went somewhere yesterday and as we're trying to step out, you know, I met some people I've not seen for like maybe 35 years, you know. And the person came to me and said, did I remember them? I say, yes, I know who you are, and I called their first and their last name. Just like that, without hesitation, Holy Spirit brought their name. Praise the Lord. That is the goodness of God. Sometimes it amazes me that I will remember people and remember their names. I don't know how. I have not thought about them for 30-something years, you know. But just like that, without hesitation, like quickened. May the Holy Ghost quicken us all the time. And that was what needed to minister to that person. That they are remembered. And whatever they were going through, fall off them. Praise the Lord. May God use all our lives and equip us. Say amen. Somebody say, I receive the increasing. And I receive the rising. Say amen. Verse 11. Praise the Lord. And then me and Apostle, we look at each other, we thank God. And I'm saying, my goodness, we're really looking young because these people look very old. And I say, wow, Jesus is Lord. Continue to renew my youth like the eagle. Can you pray that this morning? Say, Lord, continue to renew my youth like the eagle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say amen. Verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. What a prayer they are praying and declaration. I say amen. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us to meet, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Say amen. look, we got inheritance and we're going to be partakers. I'm not going to be outside of that. I'm a partaker of the inheritance in light. Say amen. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Say amen. This scripture, I love it, you know, and it's just knowing where I am. From the moment I read this scripture, I knew my position. You must know your position in life. Say amen. You are no longer defined by your birth family, your physical family, your city, your nation, but you are defined by this word. You're living in a different place, even though you are here. Say amen. May God give you that revelation, and may you know how to live in that place. There's a place called there. One day I'll preach on that message. Say amen. You better be praying that it comes through. I just preach one message, and apostle take over, and I never finish all the messages. So it is well. But that one is enough. Say amen. Say amen. You have a different location. Live in that place. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Say amen. I receive my hope that is laid up in heaven for me. I receive my inheritance that is laid up in heaven for me. Say amen. Verse 14. So we're already praying. Verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Say amen. Aren't you glad God forgives us? Say, I receive all forgiveness from the living God. Say amen. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God? Is talking about Jesus. So somebody say, I don't know who Jesus is. It's telling you who Jesus is. He's a person and a world of himself. And it's in that world that we live in. So we live and dwell in him. And we move and breathe and act from him. Say amen. 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Are you a creature? Yes. So it's the first one, it's your elder brother. Say amen. Verse 16, for by him were all things created that are in the heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Say hallelujah. So victory will always be mine. Hallelujah. I live in him, and this is where I eat and drink and receive my healing, my deliverance, my wholeness, my blessings, everything from him. And he lives in me. Somebody say he lives in me. If you've not invited him in, this is a good time. Say, come in, Lord Jesus, and be the master of my life. Say amen. Visible. So what is it? When sickness is ravaging somebody's body, they don't know what it is. It's part of an invisible thing. But it says they were created, so you can command those invisible problems to do what? Get out. Jesus does not approve this, and I do not approve it. You should be saying that already. Stand with me. I think you rested a little bit already. You know, I used to make you stand all through when I read all the scriptures. So I've been very nice for a long time. I just said it's okay. But let's say this part. Say, everything that God has not approved in my life, I command them to go in the name of Jesus. Every invisible thing. Every visible thing, everything, either in the heavens or in the earth, thrones or dominions, principalities, everything that God has not approved for my life, for my family, for my children, for my spouse, for my health, for my finance, for my career, for my life. I command them, go in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Now say, I receive everything God has approved for my life. I receive them now. I receive His goodness. I receive His mercy. I receive divine health. I receive divine wealth. I receive divine influence. I receive divine grace. In the name of Jesus, I receive divine wisdom. I receive divine knowledge. I receive divine understanding. I receive the goodness of God in my life and in my family, for every member of my family and everything that concerns me. In Jesus' mighty name, say a big amen. Amen. I think I'll let you finish the whole scripture, the 29 verses. I'll let you finish that part. I'll just continue my prayer and then we're done. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We receive your goodness. Your word is life. We have received this and something good is happening. I just want you to put your hand anywhere. If you're sick this morning, put your hand in that location. And let the Lord, there's a liquid warmth, a liquid fire that it will come and just begin to flow and pour on you. That the hand of the Lord will touch you where you are and begin to set you free right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch them. As your hand is upon my hand, so let it be upon their hands. Touch them wherever they are sick. We declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. That thing that's troubling their body, we command them to go in the name of Jesus and never return. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, of the Lord which is their strength. We receive strength. Somebody say, I receive supernatural strength from the Lord. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm healthy. And I'm whole. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Begin to check yourself. And I'm going to continue in prayer. Just check yourself and begin to thank God for His healing. You are healed. You are restored. You are made whole. Thank you, Lord. Father, this holy fire that is in this house this morning, let it do what it needs to do in all our lives. Something good is happening in our spirit, in our physical body, and in our homes. Lord, have your way. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. And thank you, Lord, that you are doing wonders in our midst even now. Thank you for your power that is at work in our lives. Be magnified and glorified. Lord, we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Something wonderful is happening in Israel. Heal your people, Lord. Save your people. Your word says all Israel shall be saved. Lord, save your people and comfort your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive your everlasting covenant that you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We receive it into our lives, into Israel, the nations, Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, and all the nations of the earth and islands of the sea, where somebody is calling on the name of the Lord. Lord, we ask for your salvation and healing and deliverance. There are nations that are suffering right now. Save your people, Lord. Save your people and deliver them from wicked leaders and bring righteous leaders. For righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. And when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. And when the wicked rule, it's a different story. Father, save your people, Lord. And thank you, Lord, those that are lacking, we thank you, Lord, that you have provided and that provision will come into their hands. Be in this service this morning in every area. Bless our time of thanksgiving giving back to you. Thank you for American Thanksgiving. Bless them in Jesus' name. They are our closest neighbor. Bless them. Keep them in peace and keep our nation Canada in peace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our tithes and our offerings. Bless, oh God, our time of receiving the word. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who run and publish the word and tell somebody that Jesus saves, he loves them, and he wants them back home. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.
Praise God. What a powerful prayer session. Last week, I began sharing with you about afflictions. We are afflicted by so many things. And it's easy to think that because I'm a believer, things will never go bad or wrong. What we found out from the Word of God in Psalm 34 and verse 19, Psalm 34 and verse 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, it says, the Lord delivereth him, that is the righteous, out of them all. Hallelujah. That's a promise. It doesn't matter what it is that I'm going through, there is a God who's going to see me through it all. We spend much time talking about that particular subject, and I encourage everyone to do due diligence and listen to that word from Sunday morning and go further and listen to the evening service, because we are going through a particular theme that is normal to life. The Lord Jesus Christ, I will liken a wise man to the man who came, heard my words, and did it. He came, heard my words, and did it. He said that the storm of life came against that man who came, heard his words, and did it. And that man's house stood because it was founded on a rock. Then he says, I'll liken a foolish man to the man who came, heard my words, but did not do it. He said, that same storm hit that man's house, and that man's house collapsed, and great was the fall of it. Building on the rock is not coming. It's not hearing, it is the doing. If you are not doing the word of God, doing and obeying the will of God, following the instructions of God, you're not wise. You're a fool. Why are you a fool? Because you've not allowed God to be God in your life. It is the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. And the statement, there is no God, is not a statement about God does not exist. It is, God has no place in my life. God says, that's a fool. The first reason you go through afflictions is because you're righteous. Because you're doing the right thing, the enemy wants to cut you down. He's crabby. You know what crabs do? You put crabs together in a basin, and not one of them will get out. You don't need to do anything to them. Just put all the crabs together in one bucket, and they will not come out. Put one crab by itself, it will come out. Put a bunch of them in there, they won't come out. Why? Because when one is trying to get out, another one is pulling them down. The devil's agenda is always to pull you down. Make sure you don't make it. But there's a second reason people go through afflictions. Psalm 107, beginning to read from verse 17, the word of God says, "Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted." They are afflicted because of the transgressive ways, their transgression, and because of the iniquities, the patterns that they have embraced in their lives, get afflicted. Now, when we think about iniquities, we must understand that iniquities are patterns in our lives. And one of the key factors that causes iniquities to be established in a life is unforgiveness. When you pile one issue after the other, you create an iniquity. You create an atmosphere where you see through those lenses. Are you with me? If I have rose-colored lenses on my glasses, everything will look rosy. It will take that tint into it. Are you with me? Have you ever been in a store, and grocery store, clothing store, whatever, and you see something in there and it looks so good, and you take it out of there and you say, "What on earth did I buy?" Lighting. Fools, because of their transgression and because, wow, of their iniquities, are afflicted. So you can draw affliction to yourself because of your foolish ways, because of the patterns of iniquity that you've embraced. You'll attract stuff that need not be in your life. The Word of God says, though, in verse 18, part of the sign of this affliction is their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. And they draw near unto the gates of death. In other words, sickness comes in. Some of the afflictions that people go through is based on what they are holding on to. It says, their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Notice it says, they draw near. It does not say that they will die, but they draw near. Next verse. Then they cry. So God allows the affliction so that they can cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their what? Distresses. So God will allow certain things to happen in my life to make certain that I cry out for help, so he can deliver me. But he doesn't want to deliver me just from the pain of the distress. He wants to deliver me from my foolishness. Hello? Bring me to an awareness where I recognize, you know, something is wrong. Because things are not going the way they should. Something is wrong. I need to find out what it is and repent. Amen? It goes on. Verse 20. When they cry out, how does God deliver them? He does what? Sends his word and heals them and delivers them from what? Their destructions. Delivers them from their what? Their destructions. How? He sends his word. So, part of the solution of breaking free from afflictions is hearing what God has to say. But unfortunately, many people, when they hear the word of God, that wants to address whatever it is that needs to be corrected, get offended. I don't want to hear that. Don't judge me. Don't this, don't that. But that's the word that's about to set you free. God wants to deliver you from the destruction. It's not even what the devil is doing. It's what you're doing. Your destructions. The mess that you're creating for yourself. I want to give you the word to get you out of it. Praise the Lord. The word of God continues. Oh, that men would what? Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would what? Praise the Lord. So we find out two things now. One, the word. God sends his word. And as we learned last week, we learned that same principle, the word. And second thing is praise. You know, this morning, I was singing that song. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs, songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I wanted to hear that song this morning. And I was so blessed to hear it. Not because I requested it, but because there was a hearing ear. This is a song that we're going to sing this morning. We're going to sing this song. Because my praise is also my way out of affliction. I hurt myself trying to do some yard work. And my muscles said, we've not been doing this. What are you trying to do now? You shouldn't be doing that. So I was having this, you know, spasms. And I kept on saying, ouch, ouch. And the Lord says to me, stop doing that. I know better. And I said, what should I be doing? He said, you know what to do. So when I had the spasm, I said, ouch, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, pain, get away from me in the name of Jesus. And I felt better. And I'm doing something, and then goes, it was singing the song of deliverance. Hallelujah. I can speak the word. I can sing the word. After a while, after I had that attack at different times, and I kept on singing, oh, Jesus, the devil says, this is not working. This is not working, because every time we try to, you know, mess with him, he's singing Jesus and telling us to get away. Okay, let's find something else to do. Hallelujah. There are songs of deliverance. Verse 22 says, another principle, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of what? Thanksgiving, and declare his works with what? Rejoicing. This is a person who is going through an affliction. God says, there's a way out. Get my word. Two, sing songs of deliverance. Three, honor me with your vows and begin to rejoice. Oh my God. Rejoicing. Am I rejoicing because I have the problem? No, I'm rejoicing in spite of the problem, because I know that my God is my deliverer. And God is going to do a work in my life that cannot be stampeded against by the forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, Psalm 107 and verse 10. 10 to 12. It says, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. There are people who are sitting in darkness. They are afflicted and they are bound. Why? Because they rebelled against what? They rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. They refused to accept what God said. They resisted the word of God. They rebelled against the word of God. In essence, they did not obey the word of God. And because of that, affliction. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. But the agenda of God is never to destroy. The agenda of God is to bring us to repentance. God is not willing that any perish, but that all repent. When we don't follow the ways of God, he will allow certain things to happen. But he will not allow things to happen beyond that which we are able to bear. Amen? But provides a way of escape. We talked about that, right? Now, so we see, one, that being righteous will attract affliction. But secondly, that doing the wrong thing and rebelling against God can bring about affliction. So now, how do we determine what is what? If I'm good, trouble comes. If I'm bad, trouble comes. So how do I decide which is which? By evaluating whether or not the instructions that God has given to you, that you have followed them, you have been obedient. After all, the obedience of Jesus Christ is what brought him to the cross. Yes? Okay. So life is not problem, trouble-free. But what you are guaranteed is that there is a reward, that God will give you double for your trouble. Amen? Amen. That you are not going to be outlasted by the enemy, but you are going to outlast whatever problems you are facing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 39 of Psalm 107 says, it says, again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Who is this? People who are resistant to the word of God. They are diminished. Now, does every diminution that happens happen because you are doing the wrong thing? No. Jesus, our Lord, had one message, preached one message, and all of his disciples, thousands of them, left him and never followed him again. Never came back. And he's left with 12, and he says, what are you guys still doing here? So sometimes you are diminished not because you're doing something wrong, but because you're doing something right. But the elevation comes from God. So when you are getting diminished, you must evaluate and ask yourself this question: am I doing what God has called me to do? If your answer is yes, then continue doing that. But if you can say, you know what? I've created a whole bunch of mess around here, then the response is repentance. You repent. But you must evaluate. You must go back. It is not about evaluating so that you can condemn yourself, but evaluating so that you can correct yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 41. This is what God says. He said, yet setteth he the poor on high from what? Affliction. God sets the poor on high from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. What is it? God is saying, yeah. You might be poor, whether that is poor financially or poor, you know, in relationships or whatever. It says you may have been diminished and you don't have much, but I tell you what, I'm going to make you families like a flock. In other words, you're going to be a contradiction. People look at you and they see that and say, How does this poor man know the prime minister? How does this poor man know that guy over there? What is the connection? How do you have all of these people surrounding you, caring for you, saying good things about you, and you're afflicted? Because God will stand for his people at all times. Amen? In Psalm 119 and verse 50, Psalm 119 and verse 50, as we're going, we're talking about the problem and solutions at the same time. In Psalm 119 and verse 50, he says, this is my comfort in my affliction. I'm still in the state of an affliction, but this is my comfort. What is my comfort? For thy word hath what? Quickened me. Hallelujah. I'm still in it, but your word keeps on quickening me. I have hope. Praise God, that I'm going to come out of this thing. The word of God. You are afflicted and you get in the word of God. Keep on saying what God said. Even though it seems like you're not coming out, just keep on saying what God said. Many years ago, I read something about a farmer who had a donkey that fell into a well. And he couldn't get this donkey out. The donkey's laying down there. And he says, you know what? Since it's in this situation and I can't get it out, it's too tight for me to get it out, I can throw a rope in there and pull it out. I'll kill it. And it's dead. And now it's, you know, this thing is weak and it's dying. He decides to dump some sand on it, bury it there. So he started dumping sand on this thing. The thing awakens, shakes it off, and gets on the top of the sand. And it keeps on, and it shakes it. And the more sand he was pouring on this animal, the higher the animal was coming. So he figured it out. If I keep on throwing this sand, it will keep on rising. And guess what happened? The donkey came out. Are you with me? When trouble hits you, shake it off. You say, how do I shake it off? By speaking the word of God. By singing songs of deliverance. And giving to God a sacrifice for while you are rejoicing. And come to think of it, many of the issues I've faced in my life through the years, those are the same principles. What did God say? Saying it, singing a song of praise, worship, and adoration, honoring God with an expression of thanksgiving. Father, I'm thanking you that you've gotten me out of this mess. I might still be in it. And in fact, sometimes while I was singing that song and while I was giving that offering, the hit came up higher. But I decided, you're not going to make me quit. I'm going to keep on doing this, even though it seems like I'm going in the wrong direction. I know this is what the Word of God says, and I faithfully just stayed at it. Just stayed at it. Stayed at it. Stayed at it. Mama is the same thing. You think because we're pastors, we don't have problems? We have our problems plus your problem. When God wakes you up and says, pray for so and so, this is what they're going through. And sometimes it's so specific that you know, if I ask this person about what is happening in their lives right now, they might even worsen it by telling me that's not what's happening, that it's not true, I'm not doing that. But God has already shown you. This is what they are doing and this is the problem that is coming. You have to pray them through it and celebrate them through it and love them through it and laugh with them through it when you know exactly what's at the bottom. But you're not going to say anything because you don't want to confirm what the devil is saying and what the devil wants to do. Now you've got their issues plus your issues. But the word, for thy word quickened me. The word of God quickened me and got me out of it. Verse 92 of Psalm 119. It says, unless thy law had been my delight. You can replace that word law with the word. Unless thy word had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. If I did not delight in your word, I would have perished, wasted away unnecessarily because of the afflictions that came around me. The word of God is of utmost importance. In Psalm 22, still talking about solutions from God. I'm going to go from verse 22 through 27. So Psalm 22 to 27. It says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I do what? Praise thee. I'm going to declare your name in the midst of the congregation. And I'm going to declare your name. I'm going to praise you. It says, ye that fear the Lord, praise him. You have a reverence for God? Praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. For all ye the seed of Israel, fear him. Glorify him. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. He's not despised it. He sees it. He's not abhorred it. Neither had he hid his face from him. What him? The afflicted. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Praise God. Somebody say, God hears me when I cry because of my affliction. Father sent Moses. He said, go to Egypt. I have heard their cries and their afflictions. I want you to go there and tell that man, that Pharaoh, let my people what? Go. And when we cry out, God dispatches ways to make certain that I go free. Amen? 25. Verse 25. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. Are you hearing it? My praise. I'm going to praise God in the great congregation. I will do what? Pay my vows before them that what? Fear him. Not everywhere. I'm going to pay my vows before them that fear God. I'm going to praise God in the midst of those that fear God. I am going through an affliction. I'm going through trouble, but I'm going to praise God. I'm going to do things that contradict my problem. And that problem that doesn't want me to be able to give, I'm going to give now like I've never given before and let you know you're not going to stop me. Not now, not ever. In fact, even if I get taken out of here, I didn't come with anything. I'm not going to leave with anything. So let's break the bank. Because only God is going to get me out of this. 26. Watch this. The meek shall eat what? And be what? Satisfied. Who is the meek here? The meek is that worshiper. The meek is that person that is worshiping. He says, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. The meek shall be satisfied. And verse 27, hear this. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee. Why? Because of the trouble that I went through and how you got me out of it, nations are going to be impacted because I have a testimony. Hallelujah. I love it, don't you? The obedience to the word of God, my praise and worship, my vows. Third reason we go through afflictions. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 10. Isaiah 48 and verse 10. He says, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I refined you, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. God chooses us in the furnace of affliction. While you've been refined for a greater purpose, God finds you in the place of affliction. Why does he choose you in that furnace of affliction? Because, not just because of your cry, but because of your worship and adoration and total surrender and trust in him. God chooses you, picks you out, helps you to fulfill your divine destiny. Praise the Lord. Paul puts it this way in Romans 8 and verse 28, that God causes all things to work together for our good. Why? Because we love God. Why? Because we've been called according to his purpose. Verse 29 of Romans 8. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And he goes on and begins to address issues that are related to affliction. So when we come to about verse 30, in 31, he said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Watch that verse again. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. He delivered him up. He released him for us all. How shall he not with him that he gave also freely give us all things? Watch it. He gave his son for our salvation. And he says, he will also freely give us all things with him that he gave for our salvation. Or the Lord will put it this way, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Affliction, it's a real thing. It's a very real thing. But deliverance is the greater blessing out of the affliction. God chooses me in the furnace of affliction. He chooses me. He chooses you. Praise the Lord. In Jonah chapter 2. Actually, let me finish. Keep me there in Romans 8 for a moment. 33 says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Point. The one that should be able to condemn us is the one who is interceding for us. That's extraordinary. The pastor, what's the point you're making? I'm saying God is not on your case to destroy you. God is in your case to restore you. Amen? He's not there to destroy you, but to restore. He's on your side. He's not there to condemn you. If God ever points out your sin, it's not to condemn you. It's to release you from the tentacles of that particular issue. So rather than run away from God when you've done something wrong, run to God. Amen? Always run to God. Run to God. That's what God wants to see. You run into him, crying to him. You know what happens? If your child falls and is crying and is running to you, your natural tendency is to run to that child. Your child doesn't fall and skin their knee and is crying and running towards you and you stand in one place. That is very unnatural. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to run towards that child. And God says, draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Stop running away from God. Run to him. That's where peace is. That's where restoration is. That's where healing is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, afflictions? 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Watch that statement. For thy sake, we are what? Killed. All the day long. All day long, they're killing us. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We are what? Accounted. We are assigned as sheep for the slaughter. The intent of the enemy? You're dead. But because I've been accounted as sheep for the slaughter does not mean I need to agree with it. That's what the enemy says. You're dead. You're dead. How many times are you going to tell me that I'm dead and I can still hear you? You finished. I heard that. But if I'm finished, why am I still here? All day long, are counted as sheep for the slaughter. 37, watch this. Oh my. Nay. Somebody say nay. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that has what? Loved us. And the one who loved us is the one who has not condemned us, is the one that's interceding for us. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm coming out of this mess. Afflicted? Okay. But I'm coming out of it. For the word of God says he delivered them from them all. Hallelujah. All of them. I'm coming out of every problem. The smallest one and the biggest one. The invisible one and the visible one. It doesn't matter what the problem is. I'm coming out of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, every storm you might try to flood my life with confusion, but God is a God who's going to dry out all that storm, all that flood. I'm going to stand on solid ground. I'm going to build again. I'm going to rise in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil's a liar. He's always trying to do his crazy stuff. But you and I must decide on putting limits to the activities of the evil one. Praise God. The next verse says, watch this. It says, for I am persuaded. How do you get persuaded? You get persuaded because you've had a discussion. God says this stuff, and you say your stuff, and God says his stuff, and you say your stuff, and then God says this, and then you say yours, and then God says this, and you say, okay, I give up. I give up. I cannot match your argument. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, and that's important, because sometimes life is what can pull you away from God. Sometimes what pulls you away from God is not the bad stuff. Sometimes it's the good stuff. And believe me, you can be afflicted with good stuff. Yeah. If I gave you $5 million right now and your heart is not in the right place, I can guarantee you that you're going to walk away from God and think about other stuff. If your heart is not focused on God, you may just become arrogant, because the money is like a blessing, and the blessing increases what's in there. And money will get you. If you had an addiction and you have money, you become more addicted. If you had lust in your heart and you're a flirt or a gigolo, you're going to be more gigolized. I did that just for you. Jiggle-ize, as if that is a word. Money just enhances your issue. So money can become your affliction. So neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come. 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You cannot be separated from the love of Christ Jesus. Amen? You cannot. But you can separate yourself from it by not accepting it, by believing the condemnation rather than the intercession. By thinking, oh, well, the bad stuff I did, that's why I'm in this trouble. I receive it. I deserve it. That's the act of a fool. Accepting the problem as your new normal. that is foolishness. Not when you have a gracious father that you can run to and say, God, I've messed up, like the prodigal, I've messed up, I come home. Amen? Now that I just mentioned the prodigal, let me just make this statement as I begin to wrap up. The Lord tells us the story of the prodigal son who is afflicted because of the errors of his ways, wrong decisions, and he is now diminished to the extent that he is working without pay for somebody, and he would have eaten the food that was meant for the pigs. But he came to his right mind and he said, my father has servants and they have stuff. They have food, they have clothing, they have everything they need. I'm going to go back to my father and I'm going to tell him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy anymore to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. The Lord tells us that story. But he leaves it loose for us to understand this. That young man came back for the stuff. Yes, he came to his father, but he came, really came back because of the stuff that he didn't have. And so many times, we return back to God just for the stuff. But what does the father do? He said, I'm not going to make you a servant. I want you restored. And that's all God really wants to do. He wants a relationship with you and I, with him. Don't break and destroy that relationship because you just want a healing, because you just want a miracle. I remember a dear lady many years ago, it's got to be about 25 at least. Came to church. And by the Spirit of the Lord, I called her up. I came, come here. She came. I spoke the blessing of God upon her life. And she said, thank you. I got what I came for. I said, you did? She said, yes. I had a dream yesterday. And in that dream, the problems that I'm facing, I came to you and you prayed for me. And in that dream, I received my deliverance. I didn't tell you about it. Today you called me and I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. And I praise God, your need is met. That was the last time I saw her in church. She got her what? She got what she came for. She got what she came for, but she did not connect relationally with God. So she had the stuff, but no God. God will give to you what you ask. Just like the father did not hold back the half of his treasures from the son that asked for it. He said, Pastor, what are you saying to me now? I'm saying, listen, I am blessed, praise God, and highly favored. Great as that word is, God chooses you in the place of your affliction. Your greatest day is when God allows you to go through something because he wants to refine you. Not by silver. Not by silver, but through the furnace. I don't go looking for trouble. But if trouble comes to find me, I know God is setting me up for the double. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I wanted to go to Jonah, didn't I? If I continue on, I'm going to keep you here longer. Not that the time is my controller. But I do believe let me do it. I'll do it quickly enough to confirm. Jonah 2 and verse 2. Jonah is in the belly of the whale, and the word of God says, and I said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he what? Heard me out of the belly of hell. Cried I, and thou what? Heardst my voice. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, this reminds me so much of Paul, 2 Corinthians. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. Praise God. He is in the belly of the whale. He is in the heat of hell, so to speak. But he prays, and his prayer comes unto God in his holy temple. Verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They that observe lying vanities, they are not connected to God and they've allowed the lies and the deceptions of the enemy. It says they forsake their own mercy. How do they forsake their own mercy? That's the conduit through which God comes through to help them. And we've mentioned some of them, the word, praise and worship, vows, and rejoicing. These are conduits. When God says, I will deliver you, these are the ways that he comes to bring the deliverance. Do you understand? These are the vehicles. Your word, so if he doesn't have word, he doesn't have a way to deliver you. If he doesn't have your praise and your worship, he doesn't have a way to inhabit the praises and give you his strength. He doesn't have your vow. He doesn't have your surrender to his lordship. You recognizing that, God, I know that you are the only way out of this. Do you get that? Verse 9. But I will do what? I will do what? I will do what? But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And watch verse 10. When he made that statement, I'm going to honor you, God, with my vows. He says, and the Lord spake unto the fish. And it what? Vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Let me tell you what's going on here. That fish was close to land all the while and has been going in circles, having a bad tummy ache, but cannot throw up until the praise, the worship, the vow. And when he did it, the fish said, up! threw up. You get it? You want the devil to throw up? Get the word. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people just, they come to just hear the word and they're not in the worship service. You're not helping yourself. Let me just tell you that straight up. When it's time to give, you're not there. Let me help you. You don't give whatever you think you have. It's going to go bye-bye. It's not me swearing at you or cursing you. No, whatever it is that you have is going to go bye-bye, and then you're going to have to cry out to God. And if you, when you cry out to God, he's going to demand my word, praise, your vows of thanksgiving and rejoicing. And all of a sudden, things will line back up. I tell you, as I stand here today, 40-something years in the Lord, I can tell you when people are about to step into trouble. But if you tell them, they will think all you want is what they're going to give. If you cut down on your giving, you raise up the intensity of your problem. Don't do it. That's a way to create problems for yourself. If you want the enemy to spit out, vomit what he's taking down, Job 20 and verse 15. Give me that verse and I'm done. Job 20 and 15. He had swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall what? Cast them out of his belly. Guess how God did it for Jonah? Jonah says, I'm going to honor you, God, with my vows. Jonah prayed in the belly of the whale, but he said, God, you heard me in your holy temple. God, you hearing everything I say right where I am right now, and I begin to praise you, I worship you, I adore you, and poof, you come out. Your stuff comes out. Don't diminish. Increase. Amen? Did you hear that? I don't know if you heard it. Don't get mad at me. As if I care. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. Lean not unto your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust him. Lean not unto your own what? Understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct thy path. Verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Verse 8. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. And verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. It is the word of the Lord. Amen. Rise with me. Father, we cry out to you from the place of affliction. And we know that you hear us in your holy temple, in your holy hill. Lord God Almighty, we ask, O God, for the release of the angel of your presence. The angel of your presence that comes and delivers your people from all of their afflictions. We ask, Father, that you will afflict the agents of darkness that have afflicted us. Fight for us. Deliver us from evil. Magnify your name in our lives. We declare healing and deliverance for your people. And we will worship you in spirit and in truth. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for every one of you. My prayer is that which we have heard today be fully established in our spirit, souls, and bodies. Tonight, we are going to have a lengthier time of praise and worship. I hear the Lord saying, I just want my people to praise and worship tonight. So I invite you to come and dance on top of that trouble that is troubling you. Amen? Just come and just dance before the Lord. Bible says, David danced before the Lord until he was more or less naked. And Bible says, the wife, the queen, sees him and says, look at this crazy fool. Does he think he's doing? And when she did that, the Bible says she became barren. Fruitfulness happens because we celebrate. Tonight, come to celebrate and let it be the month of what? Rising. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come, let us honor God with our giving. If you've not released your tithe, your offerings, do so. And I pray that every one of us learn the powerful secret of hearing God determine what your giving should be. Because that's God's way of setting you up for greater things. Amen. I must have put my offering in already. All right. I'm going to ask Mama to come. Those of you online, you have the information for the portals for your giving. Thank you, Jesus. We give our hearts to you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Deliver us from all afflictions. And blessing us, Father, make us a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is the body of the Lord. It's been broken for our healing, our deliverance, our peace. God sent His word and delivered us from all our destructions. That primary word is the Lord Himself. For He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. As we take off His body, let us take our healing. And tonight when we come to dance before the Lord in celebration, may every problem, every issue be smashed. Hallelujah. He said, take off this body and eat. As often as you do it in remembrance of me. Remember, God is on your side. Take and eat.
Cup of blessing. So say, I will take in the word of God.
I will take in the word of God.
I will praise Him.
I will praise Him.
With songs of deliverance.
With songs of deliverance.
And I'll pay my vows.
I'll pay my vows.
With thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
And rejoicing.
And rejoicing.
I receive. The word of God.
The word of God.
That I heard today.
That I heard today.
I receive it all. It's working in my life right now. I'm free from all afflictions.
I am free from all afflictions.
I'm delivered from all evils.
I'm delivered from all evil.
I am free. I'm free from the pits of hell.
I'm free from the pits of hell.
I'm free from anything that have swallowed me.
I'm free from all that have swallowed me.
I am out. My deliverance is guaranteed.
My deliverance is guaranteed.
By the living God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. Take amen. And drink.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go in the strength of the Lord. Go in His might. May His peace garrison your heart. And may you prosper in all of your dealings, all of your days. You and your family. To the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We'll see you tonight.
People on Zoom.